Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Zone Media.
Since October 7th, Israel has killed tens of thousands of Palestinian civilians, many of them children. All over the world, people have taken to the streets to call for an end to the killing, to show solidarity with the people of Palestine amidst their genocide. This is an unprecedented act of solidarity, but it's also been a long time coming, and we wanted to know how it made Ahmed and Abdullah feel.
I walk in the streets here in Sweden and I see the people wearing the kufiyah, the Palestinian kufiyah. And it's something that makes me feel for sure happy and to see that the people start to be aware of what's going on in Palestine and in Gaza, start to understand that we have occupation, that finally you need to look in our cause and solve it. This is Palestine. This is Palestinians that they need their freedom. They need to live as any other person on this earth. And to see this support of the people, it's the most important for us to live. It gives us a sense of freedom while we are not free yet. Give us hope that something will happen in the future. It's because it's a story of oppressed people who have been suffering for years. And I guess these people need attention, need more effort of the people so they can get their freedom as they have when they have done about the Black Lives Matters. And it's also it should come from the people. That's how the world get affected. If the people go against their governments, against the decisions of their leaders, that's what gonna change the public opinion, the leaders' opinion also.
I wanted to ask about, like, people want to help now more than I think they ever have in this country. People are aware, people who weren't aware before, people who couldn't have told you, like, where, like, Palestine was in relation to the map, maybe now want to help. And that's cool. That's great. Like, I think obviously people have a lot of learning to do because this isn't an issue that's been very well covered by the media in the US for decades, right? The media in this country has also dedicated itself to dehumanizing Muslim people for a very long time, but extensively over the last 20 years. So, like, two things that come out of that. I want to ask, like, if people want to help and they have money, that tends to be the easiest way to make a difference, right? But you've told me before that a lot of the NGOs, your parents, your families end up buying the food that gets donated. So is there an NGO that is better? And then, like, what can people do to learn, I guess, like, to learn more? I mean, either from you guys or things or books or films that you think are good.
I mean, all the companies or the organizations that works in Gaza, yeah, for sure, they're trying their best. But yeah, as you have seen, that most of the trucks are standing outside Rafah crossing and they are just allowing 200 trucks a day for 2 million people who are hungry, who are suffering. So, yeah, for sure, like, the food is not enough. And when someone wants to get this food, he have to, or who he or she, they have to buy the food. And it's more than 10 times more expensive than what it was before. And sometimes it reaches even more. And even the vegetables, it's like higher than the prices here in Europe. Imagine like a country under a war, no work, no jobs, everything is stopped. And the prices are going higher and higher because the stuff is very limited and the food is limited and everything is limited. So for sure, like, people want to sell the stuff that they have so they can earn money so they can buy another stuff. And that's how the people are doing in Gaza. So if they get something maybe for free, which is very rare that it happen because it's too many people. And for example, my family are buying the food and I know how it is for them, that it is hard for them to get the stuff that they even need, because all what they have is food that is packed in cans, beans, mostly beans, actually. And that's what they have. Everything they tell me, we have been eating beans or a lot of beans and pasta. And they buy this stuff. It's not that it's for free. Sometimes every other month, every other 2 months, they get a bag of flour so they can make bread.
And it's not just food aid that can be hard to get your hands on in Gaza. Even sending money is difficult.
Yeah, it is starvation for the people. People are really like suffering from that. And cannot imagine how is my family living that situation, because I really find it hard these times to even send my family money because of how, like, most of the offices are closed that can receive money from outside Gaza. So it's most of the offices are very busy, that they have to stand in a queue for more than 10 hours, 5 hours sometimes. And in the end, they tell them, oh, we're sorry, we are out of cash. And that's what happens. And imagine like the same money going and coming back. And so it's sometimes there is nothing in the banks. There is nothing in the offices that is exchanging and receiving money from outside. Like Western Union is not working anymore. MoneyGram is not working. And now the people are using something like a crypto coin like USDT. And you know, to send $100, for example, they take like more than 15% of that. And then in the same time, you also have to pay another 10% or 5% for sending, because the USDT is not equal with the USD, because it's in the crypto coin, it's more expensive. So you need to pay more dollars to get USDT. And then there they receive it as a dollar. And so, to support, I suggest if anyone want to support or have the money that want to support a family or people in Gaza, the only thing is to actually contact the family that they want to support directly, because all the support that goes through the organizations, the international organizations, it takes very long time, and in the end it reaches Gaza and it's not enough for the people, and then the people have to buy it. It's not that goes for free.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Although millions of people are trapped in Gaza right now, we also know that some Gazans have been able to leave. We've seen fundraisers pop up for people trying to get themselves or their families out of Gaza. We asked Ahmed and Abdullah if they had an idea how much it would cost to leave Gaza right now.
But then imagine Egyptian's government are charging $5,000 for each truck entering Gaza. And they're charging every person $5,000 to leave from Gaza. So it's something else to help with. If you want to help someone to leave from Gaza, is also help our families or something like that, I can say. I mean, I'm trying to get my family out of there because I don't see any better future in Gaza at the moment. Imagine like this, what happened to Gaza will need at least more than 10 years to recover. All the schools are destroyed, all the houses, our home is bombed. You know, to rebuild the home, it's not just about rebuilding a home.
Even if the bombing stopped today, the crisis wouldn't. Almost all of Gaza's infrastructure, its hospitals, universities, schools, and streets, has been destroyed. There's nothing left in Gaza. There's nowhere to go if you're sick. There's nowhere to buy food or clothes for your children. There's nowhere to buy the materials to fix your bombed house. Given all of this, it's hard to see a future for people there, which isn't very difficult. So we asked Abdullah and Ahmed about rebuilding.
You need to rebuild everything. You know, where will the water go? Where will the water come from? The electricity, everything is bombed. You know, you need to build a whole new city, which will take at least 10 years. It's much, much more. And well, the affection of it on the people themselves also, what they have suffered, what they have, you know, it's going to take them a long time to heal. So I think I did not want to take a step like this, but I will ask in the end my people who follow me to if they want to support the people and if they want to support any member of my family to get out of Gaza, because I don't see it any better and I'm not ready to lose any of my family. And imagine like I have a brother who's 12 years old at the moment, and I have a sister which turned 16, and another sister which has two kids, and one of them was born in the war, like four months old at the moment. And what about these kids? What will they do if they stay in Gaza? And you can apply that on the rest of Gaza people, Abdullah's family and his brother's sons, his brother's kids. So that's the best. I don't know, but many people want to really get out of there at the moment, because to think about what happened to Gaza, it will take years, and it's my family's future, and I don't know for how long it will take to fix this future if they stay in Gaza and if they still stay alive. Because if they enter Gaza at the moment, my family is in Rafah, in the close to the borders area with Egypt, and that's the only place where are most of the people at the moment. Like, more than 1.5 million are staying in a very small area, and if Israeli enter Rafah, that will be just the hugest disaster that could ever happen on Earth. That, imagine 36,000 people killed, and that's the one that is confirmed on the list that they found. But, you know, thousands and thousands are, like, they cannot confirm, like, they are written unknown. They don't know who they are, and there's thousands under the rubble that they cannot get out, and many missing. So it could reach to 100,000 together with the injured people, and that's not a small number. And imagine if they enter to a place like Rafah, that will be just like double what have happened, at least. I hope that would not happen, but I see that the Israelis are very decided that they want to do that, even if no one would be able to stop them, they say, and they would do it even without the support of anyone, without the support of the USA or without. And that shows how criminals they are, I can say. That they want just to slaughter all the people in Gaza. They don't care about civilian or not civilian. Yeah, I want to do my best to help my family. And I see I have to take them to a safer place. And I don't know if it's possible if they stay in Gaza.
Like anyone else, Ahmed and Abdullah want their families to be safe. But because they were born in Palestine, they don't have the privilege of not having to constantly worry about their family's safety. They also don't get to be the ones making choices that impact their safety. Instead, these choices are made by other people. Those people don't know Ahmed and Abdullah or their families. They might be IDF drone operators or US diplomats. To those people, their families are just numbers. But to Ahmed and Abdullah, their families are their whole world.
How it works to get people out of Gaza is like you have to send someone in Egypt to pay for the government in Egypt. So they put their names in the list of Rafah borders so they can travel. That's how it works. So, and they charge every person at least 5,000. You pay more, then you are able to leave earlier. If you don't pay or you pay 5,000, you stay and wait in the queue. If you don't pay, you die in Gaza. Yeah, you're worth nothing. That's how it is. I don't know how it is for Abdullah. How does he feel about the future of Gaza at the moment? How do you feel like for the next 10 years watching your family? I cannot imagine. That's the thing. That's why it led me to steps like that, because I always never wanted to. My family are very, you know, loving to the country, that they don't want to leave Gaza. My mother was like, no, we build home first. And but I was trying to convince her by just explaining the situation and the next 10 years from now, which is another disaster after the war, which is make her understand more. Yeah, for so true. To think about her a children future. And yeah, but in the same time, I understand the love for the country. I always love Gaza, and I even have Gaza in everything in my life. I have it in my name, even like I always, if I say my name, I say I'm Matar Gaza as my name. You know, I don't say I am Ahmed Matar, but in my social media, even it says Matar Gaza since always, not during the war. And it's because I'm proud to be from there, because it's the place that taught me the strength. It gave me the power. It gave me it taught me a lot of values that I use in my life at the moment, that made me patient, made me strong. And that's what is Gaza. It it made me the person I am, that I always hope and I always dream. I always have a next dream, because we always dream as a people from Gaza.
Abdullah told us that his family is similar to Ahmed's, not wanting to leave Gaza because of their love of the land. Their priorities are to help their families. He said that when people ask him, "How can I help?" his view is that everyone has their own way of supporting. It does not necessarily have to mean financial help if that is not a possibility for someone. He stressed the importance of posting on social media to continue spreading awareness, and how the Palestinian struggle is a struggle that concerns all of humanity.
You know, at the beginning I was thinking like, yeah, I want to go to Gaza directly after this or during the war, but the worse I see it, the harder it make it, like that even if I go, what will it help with my family? Like, home is destroyed, everything is destroyed, not just our home, our whole area, like our neighbors, everything, our hood is destroyed, which is, as we said, would take long time to fix. So going to Gaza, yeah, for sure it can help, but in the same time, in the long run, it's not the thing that will make a change for my family's safety and future. And that's why, I don't know, I am stuck between two things, like going to the place where I grow, where I learned all of these values to be strong, but in the same time, living life where everything is destroyed, where you don't have a future. Or decide to be in a safer place where you maybe fix a future, but away from your country, from your heart. Because, you know, for us, Gaza is our heart. We really love Gaza. We care about everything in Gaza. But that's where I am stuck, between safety and future and the heart, Gaza, the place where we love.
We really appreciate you both of you guys sharing your feelings and your stories. And I think Abdullah made a great point about how even if you can't support financially, there's a huge benefit of continuing to share posts about Palestine and continuing to talk about it and not letting life just go as usual and making people remember what's happening and not letting them forget. So I think that's important to remember for all the listeners. Just if you're able, like the least we can do is talk about Palestine. That's the very least you can do.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to talk to you and share the story with you for sure. And to tell you the situation of every person who's living outside Gaza, away from their families. That's, I guess, not just me, not just Abdullah. It's every Palestinian from Gaza who's living away from their family. They are really suffering, I can say, because we are not living normal since this genocide started in Gaza. And we hope it will end soon so we can see our families and stop the killing of these people, from these children, because it has been a war and a genocide on the children, women, innocents. More than 15,000 children have been killed, and much more disappearing, and women. And so it's more than 70% of the people who been killed are women and children, and also rest is elderly and men, teenagers.
Guys, where can people, if they want to follow along, like to hear more from you guys, just to see your stories, where can they find you, like on social media or online?
You can find me on my Instagram, Matar Gaza.
Oh, Abdullah Kassab 23. That's my account on Instagram. As Ahmed was saying, I mean, we really appreciate everything. We are here because also we really want as much as people to know about it and just to think. And to know that, you know, Gazans and Palestinians, they are not really numbers, they are people. they are people that everybody has really heart and is beating all the time. And we have feelings. We have everything that any human being in this earth has and in this world. The same as everybody is really listening right now, and we are all equal. There's nobody is better than another one. At the end, we are all the same. So it's we are not numbers. Just I would like that everybody remember this. There's so many and so much really bigger stories behind everyone that was really killed. Everyone has a family, and you have to think, what if there is just, you know, a person that he lost everyone from his family? That's one story. The other person that he lost his kid, that's another story. The other person lost his mom, that's another story. The other person lost his dad, that's another totally story. So everybody has his own story. That's why I'm just trying to show that we are not just numbers. There are so many other things that we have and we would feel after. So even though the people that are still alive, and they are alive, they are dead. They are not alive because literally they have nothing. Even whether they lost someone from the family or whether they cannot die even from hunger. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you both. Yeah. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, everyone. It's me, James. I hope you found those enlightening. I know they're difficult to listen to, but I think they're important as well. I just wanted to update the end of the episode to let you know that Ahmed has made a fundraising page. He's raising funds for his family who are still trapped in Gaza. If you'd like to donate to that, we will include the link in the show notes, but I'm also going to read it here just so you can remember it. If you're driving or what have you. It's https://gogetfunding, gogetfunding.com/matarsfamily, matarsfamily. I hope if you're able to support them, that you will. Thanks very much.
It Could Happen Here is a production of Cool Zone Media. For more podcasts from Cool Zone Media, visit our website, coolzonemedia.com, or check us out on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find sources for It Could Happen Here updated monthly at coolzonemedia.com/sources. Thanks for listening.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.